Monday night, or Lechof Ches El Toshinai and Dalit, or Halacha and Chavis Halavas. So, very exciting that we're all going to be making Erev Tavshilin in Eretz Yisrael. It's not that usual, although we just did it last year. But if you manage to forget 2 years in a row, you know, you can't be Soymich on the Rav. Maybe you can't be Soymich on the Rav anyway. But Erev Tavshilin, so what are you making Erev Tavshilin for? You're making it for food preparation, primarily. Maybe only, some say, that involve a malacha, of course. Borer, Bishul, Tochein, doing a malacha on Yom Tiv, that's mutter to do on Yom Tiv, and you're doing it for Shabbos in direct fruit preparation. If it's not really direct, if all you're going to be doing in preparation for Shabbos, because maybe you're a guest by someone or the like, so you'll just be doing maybe just Hotza'ah, maybe you'll be carrying food, if there's no Erev. If there's an Erev, there's not even a malacha, so it certainly would not count. But even if you're just going to be benching licht, many people find themselves in a situation where they are eating out meals and they don't see a need to prepare for Shabbos meals, but they're certainly going to bench licht. So the maskana of the poskim is that you should make Erev Tavshilin even for something just hadlakas neiros, but without a bracha. And once you're doing that, then the next step, they say, is do that anyway. You never know what you'll be forced into doing, but then you'll be allowed to do it, because you've made an Erev Tavshilin, albeit without a bracha. So if you're not doing a malacha of clear, direct food preparation, just hadlakas neiros and something like that, so you make an Erev without a bracha. Some say you should bedafka do something in such cases so that you could make a bracha. Okay. What? It's too broad a question. I don't know what you mean. It goes on, the person has to make an Erev. He makes for his whole household. He makes for the whole household automatically. He doesn't have to be zoche for them. The minig, if you have a guest, we talked before about if you're eating out, so all you're doing is benching lift, you make an Erev without a bracha. But if you're actually a guest by someone for Yom Tiv or for Shabbos, then the minig is, I would call it, the minig is that they also automatically are called B'nai Beiso for that time period, and they're automatically included in the Erev. If the Balabaya specifically has them in mind and wants to be mezakif them or zoichef for them, the acher, a chaylik in the Erev, and have them in mind, that's about the good. But the mice of the minig is to consider guests when they beso for an Erev, and they're automatically included in the Erev. Okay. We're still in the Hagdama, at the very end of the Hagdama, basically. Shir number 38. And he's talking about now how much good the Sefer will, as Hashem, accomplish. Every person should know that his enemy is between his ribs. That means the Yetzirah. Elam Yeh Ezer Me'olokov. You always need Siyata Dishmaya to fight the Yetzirah. That's more in Kiddushin, really. Umochiach mezuman lenafsho. This people don't like to hear. Chavis Halavah says you need a mochiach. You need like a mentor that's ready to correct you and tell you you're doing something wrong, and to teach you and to criticize you. Nowadays, not allowed to criticize anyone. You have to only inspire them. You're not allowed to criticize. But the Chavis Halavah says you should have a mochiach to criticize you. We see Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Every 10 people had a mashgiach. V'shilton gover. Not only do you need a criticizer, but you need a little shilton. You need someone that could force you to be good in some way, shape, or form. You know, maybe a teacher, maybe the melech, maybe a rav that can pressure you. And people are not going to be good on their own. Wow, what a chiddush. Asher yikshu also b'chevel ko'avoda. The yevlemena b'resen ha-tzedek, you need this authority because you have to rein people in to do what's right. The akenu b'shevet ha-musar. Kasha Yakshav Lasos Tova, and he says as an Eitzel, when you think about doing something good, Al Yaacher, don't postpone it. Look at me, he could have said, with this Sefer, I wanted to write this Sefer, and I came up with a million excuses why I shouldn't. So you're inspired to do something good, do it right away. If his heart tries to persuade him to do something else, Yigarbo. Yizgaber Olav. Be Mizgaber on that tendency. Al came because of all this good. I decided to force myself, to push myself, to bear the burden of writing this Sefer. To explain it with whatever language I'm capable of. He wrote it in Arabic. A lot of mishalim. The Sefer is full of stories and mishalim, folk sayings that bring out his point. I will be mentioning the details. Right? This is the Sefer of the Shulchan Aruch, Chovos Halvavos. That's primarily what it is. But I'll only give examples of everything. Can't make the Sefer too large. No one will want to buy it. No one will want to read it. So I have to keep it short, and I'm aware of that. He ended up making 10 sha'arim, and I'll mention a few points in each sha'ar. He constantly throughout the Sefer throws in such sentences that he lemaisa is very botech b'Hashem, and this is a task that's really too much for one person, but he has bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him the strength he needs to write to explain the inyan. That's how he writes it throughout the Sefer. I made this final decision to write the Sefer. Tikanti Eshiosov Itzati Mechonozov. I laid out the framework of the Sefer, meaning the 10 Sha'orim, Ubenisi also al Asora Sha'roshim, Bekapsim Kol Cholos Alvavos, which encompass all of Cholos Alvavos, Vechilakti also Lish Eser Sha'orim, Kol Shar Mehen Miucha, the Sha'roshech Misha'roshov, Kol Eles Kvulov, Machlokosov, and Yonam Atluim, but Vaponam Amatsidim also. We are included in every Sefer, the definition of the Midah, the definition of it, what, how you kona it, what is mafsid it from you. This is the best way of being ma'orer people, inspiring people, lahorus ulahaskil, b'loshon hamavur, akorov, anoeg, easy language. We don't know, he wrote it in Arabic. So, but he wrote it in a folk language, apparently, in a way that's easy to understand, he says. And he didn't use rhetoric, he didn't use complex philosophical lashonis, hahochem al derech malesach hanituach, that people use when they want to win a debate. Shekoran also on Sheachochma B'dibur Lashon Arvi, and he has the Arabic word for rhetoric. I didn't use such Lashonos. I used plain everyday Lashonos so that people should understand it. And I only used Rayas when I had to use philosophical arguments. I used Rayas just enough. I didn't go overboard. I just stuck to, I minimized usage of such things. Only basic stuff. A philosopher, as the philosopher has said, ain't roy, it's not appropriate. This is very important. We'll wait until tomorrow night. We'll stop here. Yes, talk fast because I got to give a shear now.
Okay. My backyard is filled with piles of vegetation that's been cut already. Is it very important that I get all of that out of my backyard before Rosh Hashanah? Because of a forest fire problem? People
Why?
See me taking stuff out after Rosh Hashanah and thinking that there's nothing wrong.
Do you always plant there?
What?
Do you always plant there?
You can plant there.
Is that a place where you plant things?
My backyard?
Yeah. So then you can't clear it up, Rosh Hashanah. You have to do it before Rosh Hashanah.
What?
Yes, you have to do it before Rosh Hashanah.
I mean, not because of Morris Line. More fundamental?
Right, yeah. Right, it's called clearing the field. Okay, maybe it's only Maris Ayin if you don't intend to plant there, but clearing the field is something you're not allowed to do on Shemitah.
You're not really planting.